Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 15, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released July 25, 2003. Nazarene, our friend Kathy in Minnesota asks, I have a question about John's church. Where on earth is this church going to be built?
Kathy, we hope to establish the first church here in Fargo, North Dakota. We don't necessarily intend to build one. There are several vacant church buildings here that are currently being unused that would be excellent for our purposes. We would simply have to buy one of those and renovate it a little bit. We don't necessarily want to build one. If we don't have to, why do that when there are nice buildings already available that have already been sanctified and blessed and have been used for holy purposes? It is the people, really, that make up a church. It's not the building. You can have worship services in an auditorium or in a car park. It does not matter, really. It is the people that make a church, not a building. A temple is good. Having a nice temple is very nice, but it is not absolutely necessary. What you need in a community to have a church is the people. The people can meet anywhere. Our goal is to gather people in every city, in every nation, in every continent, and form this church into a real Christian church that follows the doctrines of God and not the doctrines of man. That's what we intend, Kathy. We hope to make it work, but the way things are going right now, there might not be any people around for us to gather for this temple, which would be a very, very sad thing indeed.
Good idea about the building, Nazarene. We always believe in recycling whenever possible.
So does God, Alora. That's why he invented reincarnation and keeps sending his best workers back again and again and again. Mankind wouldn't have a prayer if he didn't.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you really enjoy the Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. We're back. Nazarene, the other day we mentioned the terrible energy crisis in the Kingdom of God back in 2003, which we remember very well. Can you give us an update on this situation? How is everything in the afterlife doing now?
Alora, we have come such a long, long way since those horrible, horrible times when things were so desperate. Our friends came to us and did wonderful things, made wonderful music, brought the energy of the Kingdom of God back. We have done such incredible things, and now we have Demetrius's presidential campaign. We have over 100% energy many days. We are pouring energy into the other kingdoms around the Kingdom of God, fortifying them and gaining strength every single day. But still, we are terribly, terribly frustrated. We have all this energy that pours into us with every email that you send out. We are reaching so many people, and they are coming to your websites, and they believe, but then they won't do anything. They're so afraid of being classified as religious fanatics for speaking out for what is right. We have to break through this. We have to make people understand that they have to do what is right and not worry about what the people around them think. If somebody around you thinks you're a religious fanatic because you are standing up and saying that homosexuality is wrong and evil, then there's nothing you can do about it. You have to accept that. If telling people that hate is wrong and never to do anything in hate is causing them to think that you're a religious fanatic, then there's nothing you can do. You have to stand up. We have to solve this problem, Alora. We have to, but we don't know how, because nothing that worked before is working now.
We'll be back again.